Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. We will put the finishing touches on our FedEx Field conversation. Thursday night Thanksgiving game. No turkey, no mashed potatoes at 8:30 in the evening for you.
No, sir.
Redskins and Giants. Eat early, get out to the parking lots, and fry that turkey up. They'll be playing games, by the way, on big screen TVs in the parking lots. They're going to open, I think, the lots like 8 hours early or something.
Yeah, it's opening at noon. So just real quick, I know we bash the Redskins an awful lot. I think rightfully so, by the way. But this is something they're doing that's very good. This is a very good thing that they're trying to encourage people to come early, come often, and have their family outing basically there in the FedEx parking lot. They're putting the TVs up, and I think there's going to be a bunch of cool things that folks can do if you're so inclined to do it. Our problem is, problem's the wrong word, but our observation is there may not be that many people there to do it.
A lot of logistics still to work out. Walter's tickets have been purchased. We've got two tickets, row 24, seats 13 and 14, lower level, midfield 101.
Pretty good seats.
Going to be good seats for my guy Walter. We're going to take good care of them. Now I got to get him these tickets somehow. I don't know how on StubHub you actually get your seats. See what I'm saying?
I know there's a commercial where somebody's ambushed and it's Mike Shanahan and there's like a ticket exchange and someone can get the tickets that way. You can like do a thing. And there's another commercial where there's like a family that's watching the game on TV and there's a family that's their rival here.
I don't have a rival here.
They see him on TV. They're like, we're getting tickets. And then they go to the game. I've seen that. But I don't know how that helps you on your cell phone right now.
Okay, it says they'll be ready to print tomorrow. So I guess tomorrow I'll be able to print the ticket. So there we go.
And then you got to find a way to send them.
Well, maybe he can just, I'll email them to him and he can print them tomorrow. Something like that.
Yeah.
That might work.
It sounds right to me. I'm just nodding like I know.
Redskins fans, thank you. Because a lot of people have come forward with parking passes as well. So we can hook Walter with
Walter Sobchak.
So my man's going to the game. It's going to be cool. 800-636-1067. We need more Redskins fans there. That is the goal after all. Eddie in D.C., what's up?
Eddie.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, bud?
Hey, I think the stadium's going to be empty regardless, and this one isn't really going to be on Redskins fans. It's kind of because both teams are doing pretty terrible this year. So I don't think if you're a Giants fan, you're going to really flood the stadium to see your team at 2-8. I mean, they're 2-8. The Redskins are 4-6 after an epic meltdown. It's just a game in November between, you know, two kind of bad teams. So I think it'll be empty not because Redskins fans are like fair weather rich or anything, but because both of these teams aren't doing very well. And Grant, I wanted to ask you something. You said that, you know, it's kind of fair weatherish to only show up when the fans are, when the team's doing well.
Right.
Well, if the team is doing well, the ticket prices go higher. Is that, like, fair for fans, too? I mean, it's simple economics, I know, but I don't really get down to people for not going to the game if the team's not doing well and it's super expensive than if the team is doing well and it's even that much more expensive, you know?
Yeah, I don't know that it is fair. I mean, look, Danny references all the time. He had a buddy that had Wizards tickets, and when they got good, the tickets got more expensive, so he no longer has the tickets, and he's been priced out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have problems with people that aren't season ticket holders. Like, someone called in, it might have even been Tailgate Ted, saying it's economically it makes more sense not to be a season ticket holder. I understand that.
Yeah, I get it.
My problem is not that people aren't season ticket holders. My problem is there are a couple hundred thousand or whatever it is, people who like the Redskins around the country, and there are tens of thousands of people in this city that like the Redskins. There should be enough that if you go a few times a year, we can rotate through filling up that stadium or close to it. If it's 65,000 people at every home game, that's great. I don't say that anyone needs to invest $8,000 in season tickets and all the money. That's not my point. My point is when you have 15,000 people that show up at a Redskins game, of all of the people that like the team, it doesn't look good. And I'm not even saying there's a problem with that other than we need to, if that's going to happen, acknowledge that we aren't the best fan base in football, like everyone pretends
right.
like we are.
You can't just pat yourself on the back and talk about how great you are if nobody's there. I buy that.
So, and that is what happens, by the way. Redskins fans are the best. We support this team through thick and thin. Some of you do, yeah. And a lot of you haven't been in the stadium in 9 years. That's part of it.
Yeah.
And not going to games is a thing. Brian in Arlington, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Well, you know, we're just sitting here doing some radio. What are you up to? How's everything at the office?
Not in the office today. I actually just got back from New Orleans.
Oh, no kidding. This is the man who made a trip to go to the Saints.
Yeah.
How was New Orleans? Did you go to the Cat's Meow?
I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. Might have hit that place up.
Big nights.
But fun trip. Actually, pretty impressed with the fan base traveling or just being around that area. I was surprised with how many Redskins fans were there.
There are traveling Redskins fans, by the way.
That's the thing.
I experienced that so much when I was on the beat, and it gave me the same whatever negative feeling I have about looking at FedEx Field on a Sunday, by the way, I have that positive feeling when I go to road games and I see so many Redskins fans. And he's right. People, especially with cool trips like New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
I believe when the schedule comes out, they decide we're making a weekend of it. Maybe we'll take off on a Friday, 3-day weekend, get a little vacay out of it. But Skins fans show up on the road.
And there are plenty of pockets, by the way, of because this is a major city. We forget about that. This is a major market. I know it doesn't seem that way sometimes, but it's massive. A lot of people are from here that live elsewhere. That happens. So when you go to Chicago, there are D.C. folks. When Dar and I went to Lou Malnati's, which was delicious, delicious deep dish pizza that was so full of joy, our server is a Washington, D.C. area guy, grew up in Silver Spring. There's plenty of that in Seattle, San Francisco, all over the country. So that's a part of it, plus the traveling band of Mary Redskins fans that would probably prefer to make a vacation out of it instead of packing an overnight bag to go to FedEx Field.
Tailgate Ted's telling me on Twitter the Skins are having a tailgate competition on Thursday, and the winner gets Super Bowl tickets.
What?
Have you heard about that?
No.
That's pretty cool.
You got a great chance to win. Not that many people entering.
I would hope that Ted is one of the front runners.
He's got to be the favorite, right?
Let's go to Vernon in Landover. Vernon, you know I love you, but those two big drops on Sunday really hurt you guys.
Listen, man. Oh, man, that hurt my soul. It is an honor to be on with you guys.
Thank you, pal.
Man, listen, I'm in total agreement. I think it's going to be like 60-40 Giants fans in the stadium. That sucks.
That sucks.
It goes back to the Vikings game. It sounded like the Vikings were at home. It was that many people in the stadium that had our stadium rocking like it was a Vikings home game.
Yep.
Only thing they were missing was the horn.
And they did their skull thing. They did that dumb chant a bunch in the second half. By the way, you tell me, Danny, because you're much more, I think, on team it's okay to never go to the game again than I am. What is the excuse for that Vikings game? Because there are plenty of reasonable excuses why this week will be a fiasco. Thanksgiving, division, Giants geographically close. There's a lot of New York, D.C. carryover in terms of people that live and work mm-hmm. in those markets, whatever. Coming off of the most heartbreaking loss in the last couple seasons, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these things are reasons why if you have tickets, you look at them and you go, I'm just not sure. Freezing cold. That Vikings game. It's Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know a Vikings fan? Honestly?
I know one guy.
I don't know if I do.
I know one guy. And it doesn't make any sense either.
Sunday afternoon, coming off of the Seattle game, which was the most inspiring win for this team with all those injuries. What game has given you more pride to be a Redskins fan than that over the last couple years? What was the excuse that day?
It's not fun to go. And that's the excuse it's been since it opened in 1999.
And that's my point is then basically every game we have a built-in reason that it should be 50-50.
I'm not saying it should be, but that's why. It's not fun for me to go. I don't go. I don't do things where I'm spending my recreational dollars that aren't fun. I've gotten over that. I used to do that as a young person. I just thought that's what you do. It's miserable for me to go to that place, so I'm not going to go to that place. I'll keep that money and spend it on something else.
Am I in the minority as a Redskins fan who's bothered by it, do you think? Like, because I think you can even not go and still be upset of how we've gotten here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get as mad as you do about it, I would say. But I do know that it's embarrassing. It's a bad look. And it's like when each person doesn't, quote, do their part, and then you look up at the end of the day and you go, oh, man, that looks bad. I wish someone would do
it's
something.
It's like a run play.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's a run play where you go, oh, my gosh, we got negative 4 yards on 5 carries. And it's a different person each time, but they all add up.
You know, it's like, so when you watch it look bad, you go, God, I wish somebody would do something. But I'm not going to be the one to do it. It's like one of those mounting problems. Like, I do. I wish the stadium was full of Redskins fans. I am not going to be the one to make the change. So I don't get to be on a high horse when I know full well I turned down free tickets. I don't turn them down anymore because everyone knows that I won't take them. But I turned down free tickets almost every week.
You want to sit next to Walter?
Not at all. There's nothing you could do to get me to go.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Good conversation. Great feedback. Appreciate your guys' insight on that. Let's get into Baker Mayfield being benched by Oklahoma. The guy's going to win the Heisman Trophy. He's one of the most electrifying college talents in years. And he was a jerk against Kansas and did a couple of unsportsmanlike things, and his coach is sitting him. We'll discuss that next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.